Frangie Show, now on a Nimnik Tuesday. Nimnik, your friends in the car business since 1941.
Like the sun shining on your back.
Pretty good.
It's a good thing I had this on my iPod.
It's pretty good. Yes, it is. We're going to talk baseball in a minute. That is walk-off week. We're helping raise money to help young people play baseball. This cat's pretty good on the music side, too. It's a pleasure to welcome in Brett Myers, a former Englewood pitcher. Went on to a terrific career in the big leagues and is now doing the music thing. Brett, thanks for joining us, man. How are you?
No problem. How's it going?
Fantastic. That sounds pretty good. Tell us about your music career. How'd you get started, and where do you want it to be headed? That's kind of a cool deal.
Yeah, well, I was on the DL in Cleveland, and I'd always played guitar. Like, when I got to the big leagues, I needed something to do. So, you know, then I kind of tried to venture into writing songs and stuff like that, and met a friend of mine who played in Puddle of Mud. We went to high school together at Englewood, and we went to the studio, and we were just going to do one song just to have fun with it, and it turned into two albums now. So,
wow.
Played Saturday night down at Atlantic Beach. How'd it go?
It went great. We had a good time. Big crowd out there. Got to play in front of outside venue there, big pavilion there. So had Luke Combs there and Adam Craig, two big guys on the radio right now. So it was good to meet them and play our music for the crowd.
So World Series, music career. I mean, this is what happens to Englewood people. What the heck happened to Frangie?
Exactly right. Don't listen to him, Brett, all right? Okay?
I'm not.
Hey, I got a lot of questions to ask you about growing up playing baseball in the Southside area like we all did, Brett. But one question I've always wanted to ask people that had to do what you did is there's starting pitchers and there's closers, but I got to believe it's hard as hell to do both. Yet you did both. How hard was the transition from a guy who never appeared in a major league game that he didn't start until suddenly in 07 became a really good closer? How hard was that transition?
Actually, it was easier to go to the closing role than it was to try to come back.
Okay.
Going to the closing role, I already had four pitches going into it. So, and usually as a starter, you need at least three of them to work. As a closer, you could only have one that night and it could work, you know? So, you know, having four pitches and being a starter, and I had pretty good command of all four of them, it kind of put the hitters on their heels because they didn't know what was going to be working that night, which was fun for me. But as starting, you know, if you go into the game with having two pitches working that night, the guys can pretty much eliminate the other two and just focus on worrying about the two that you do have that are working well that night. So going back to starting was the tough part because it's a mentality to go to close. You know, you're trying to strike everybody out. That's what big time closers do. At least that's what I thought. So when I came back to starting in 2008, I had that same mentality to try to strike everybody out. But in hindsight, my stuff was better as a closer because I could just let it all eat on, you know, one for one inning. And I tried doing that as a starter. And I ultimately was getting my tail kicked in the big leagues in 2008 until I went down to the minors and tried to learn how to start again.
Wow.
Interesting stuff.
That's a great story, yeah.
You got the music stuff going, you're coaching your kid and kids, and it was only, what, a handful to 7 years ago now. Does it feel like a lifetime ago?
4 years ago.
The bigs?
Not really. It was, you know, I've always told myself that I was going to, you know, I was going to throw until it fell off, you know, and, you know, my arm pretty much, the game told me when to go home. I was watching guys in Cleveland throw 100 miles an hour, and I'm running it up there 88 to 90 going, what am I doing here? You know, let me get out of the way for some of these young prospects to come up and dominate like Corey Kluber, you know. If I hadn't got hurt, he wouldn't have been up in the big leagues. Yeah. So, you know, it was time for me to get out of the way. And, you know, my stuff wasn't effective anymore. And, you know, the game retired me, and that's the way I've always wanted it to happen. But wanting to go back and do it again, I don't know. I guess what really bothered me more than anything was in 2013 is my kids were old enough to know that I was leaving, and they were crying that I was leaving. So I was like, well, I'm home now, so. Now they want me to go back.
I was gonna say they might have been crying because you were coming home.
Yeah.
Brett Myers, but
they want me to leave.
Brett had a terrific 12-year career in the big leagues. Brett, we've started an initiative now to try and raise money to help young people play. I talked to Storm about this an hour ago, and I know you're going to try and help hits home runs. In fact, Brett will probably be the only guy that hits home runs on Friday.
Oh, easy now.
But
we'll see about that.
Yeah, but I'm proud of what we're trying to do. Brett, speak to how important youth baseball was for you growing up. Obviously, I know your dad. Your dad worked with us for a while over there at the radio station, so we talked a lot about it. But the importance of youth baseball and how it kind of helped mold you a little bit.
Well, I mean, it's nothing like the way it is now. I mean, obviously, with all this travel ball stuff, it's crazy. We didn't have all that. We had, you know, rec ball and you know, all-star stuff, but never had any where there's so many organizations that are traveling and playing in these tournaments and everything like that. It's pretty crazy to see how much bigger it is now from when I came up. But I've always said that, you know, baseball always taught me respect, you know, and it taught me, you know, it almost taught me more about life, you know, be on time, you know, to try to do the right things and everything and work hard. So I think that baseball can kind of mold people for younger kids for life, you know, because it teaches you how to fail. And in life, you're going to fail. And that's one of the toughest things that you try to get these younger kids to understand. You know, even at 12 years old with my kids, they don't understand failing because they've played T-ball. They've been the best kids on their team and everything. And now some of these other kids are getting better than them, and you're trying to teach them work ethic that somebody else is doing it. You know, if you're not doing it, someone else is. And I think that it teaches them how to fail and understand life. Every day's not going to go great. It's how you handle it. You got to pick yourself back up. And I think that's what baseball teaches these kids more than anything. And it definitely taught me that, you know, it's life isn't going to always, you know, be on the up and up for you. You know, you're going to have to work hard. And I think that's what I tried to take in to my music and stuff, because I feel like I can do anything because of baseball. And I'm not afraid to try it, because I'm not afraid to fail, because I've failed enough and learned how to fail that I feel like that I can just keep pushing forward. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Yeah, the game certainly teaches you that. You know, Brett, we're talking a lot about this week. The club ball stuff, the travel ball type stuff is different than kind of when you grew up and when a lot of folks grew up playing ball.
Right.
But in this area is so rich with baseball talent. But how much do you think is being left behind that, you know, maybe, you know, where you grew up or when Frank grew up, you might not have been able to do travel ball. But how many in those neighborhoods, you know, it's hard not to drive by a neighborhood and just think, man, that kid living in that house might be a great baseball player with all the baseball talent that's around here.
Right, and the one thing is that it's money. Some of these parents, you might have the greatest baseball player around playing rec ball down the street because his parents can't afford to pay for the travel ball expenses and go on the road every weekend and stuff like that. So you don't know, but I do respect the parents that are giving their kids the opportunity that are trying to make it work. You know, I know that there was tournaments that I knew we couldn't afford, but my dad found a way to make it work for us. Or for me, because he wanted me to have that opportunity to play against kids down south or whatever it was, you know, I remember going to team one. We couldn't afford that. We somehow ended up in Tampa, which he got me there somehow, which, you know, you got to respect the parents for giving their kids the opportunity to be able to do this. But I think the travel ball thing is great for these kids if they can afford it and do it, because they're getting to play against some pretty good talent from down south. And the only thing that I'm having trouble with this travel ball stuff is that, you know this, Brent, just as well as I do, we pick kids from our local area to go play. You know, every year we have tryouts and we pick our kids. Frank, you know this too.
Mm-hmm.
But these kids, these guys down south, we played against five of the same kids on five different teams this year.
Yeah.
And it's just they're stacking teams to win trophies. Look, I'm okay if our kids lose because I'm teaching them something. They're not going to win every single time they go out there. They're not going to hit a home run every single time they step at the plate. If you teach them, like I said, how to fail, then they're going to be better people in the end, and they're not going to be just on every winning team because I'm the owner of this business and I just paid for all these kids to fly in. I mean, I've seen a couple teams do that, and it's just ruining, it's putting a bad taste in my mouth because it's not really teaching the kids anything with, you know, because a guy has a lot of money to fly these kids in from all over the country just to win the tournament.
Yeah, and you know, and you're right, Brett, because the winning in a young coach, in a coach of a young guy's mind, is too much sometimes. Just try and get guys together and play. What we're trying to do, Brett, my concern, I told Brent this, is the kid that wants to play, maybe a rec ball player, travel, but doesn't matter what level. But the parent, right. The parent's working, the parent's trying, but yeah. The parent can't afford the $150. That's what we're trying to affect. We're trying to keep that kid playing, and you're coming out on Friday to help us, and I'm thrilled about that. That's the kid.
And I would always take a kid with the right mentality, with less talent, than a kid with better talent and the wrong mentality, because I believe mentality goes a long way in the game. I love Brent's son, Ty. That kid's smartest baseball player. He's not that big in stature, but I tell you what, he'll put it all on the field for you, and I love that. I'd rather have that kid over the kid that's freaking 6 foot tall, hitting homers every time he swings the bat all day, just because that kid's busting his tail. That other kid just thinks he's too good for the game, and that's disrespectful to me.
Yeah, I hear you, brother, preach it. I'm right with you. All right, Friday night, how many of you can head out of the park? By the way, Vegas has you as the favorite. Okay, Vegas has you as the prohibitive favorite, Brett. I just want you to know that.
So it's 200 foot fences, right?
That's what we need. we're working on the temporary fence right now. That's exactly.
Right. What are we swinging? Wood bats? What are we swinging?
Let me tell you what we got, bro. Okay, I'm going out. I'm trying to go to FSCJ. Okay. Uh-huh. We want aluminum bats, but I don't want BB cores, bro. Okay.
Bring my kids 3227.
There you go. I want those leaded ones. That's exactly right. Brett,
I'm gonna do like we used to do, stuff tennis balls in the top.
There you go. Brett Myers. Hey Brett, thank you for participating with us on Friday. I look forward to seeing you. And thanks for spending some time. We'll see you then. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thank you guys.